Call 800-229-9799.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run man high. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
At all whatsoever. So then I got taken to jail. And
also, if you did talk, one of the cops might be a member of the cartel being paid off, then he's going to tell the bosses, and it's a bullet to the head for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's guys in jail that have makeshift shankers that they will kill you right in the jail. I mean, the word gets through, you know, no doubt about it.
I had a guy right in that back room one night. Yeah. He saw a man rape his mother when he was... I think nine or ten. I've got to remember the specifics, Bruce. And so the man raped his mother, and then 2 weeks later, the man was out on bail, and he was laughing on a street corner. And, of course, as a young boy, he thought, that man's laughing at me or my mother. He went home, got a gun, went back, shot the guy in the back of the head, and killed him instantly. And so he was a charged with murder as a 9 or 10-year-old or whatever it was. And, and then he said later on he was in prison, and I think it was federal prison. Which now he says was the greatest gift he ever had, because he said, when you get 5 years with the feds, you do the full 5 years. So he was in there, and he said, they said, you got to go kill that guy. You have to kill, if you're going to be in our gang, in the prison. And he claims he had to kill somebody.
Yeah, you know.
What do you call it, a shank?
Yeah, shankers that they have. It's a makeshift weapons.
Like you could take a fork and weld it down.
Well, yeah, you scrape it down. Whittle it. You know, there's a lot of ways to do stuff in there. But
and so you're in there.
So I'm in there, and I'll tell you, I was in the jail. There was so much overcrowding that I was in my little jail. They put a murderer in there with me, and this guy had a hot temper because what the law in Chicago is that if they find your weapon within a 250-feet radius of the crime scene, they automatically attach that weapon to you. And that guy,
attach it to you?
Well, they attach it to the case like it's your weapon.
Yeah.
So anyway, they found the gun at 249 feet. The guy was livid. And I'm sitting there kind of scared because, you know, he's my roommate. This door is locked.
There's no one else to take his anger out on.
Yeah.
So you probably got real quiet.
I was very quiet. And then when he wasn't in the jail, in that cold, clammy jail, I knelt down there, and all of a sudden I said, God, if you're real, show me. That's all I said to him, Rhett. That's all I said to him. If you're real, show me. All of a sudden, the hand of God started moving. We got a lawyer. We got an incredible lawyer. We got a lawyer. I had one of my...
Did you feel anything after you said that? Was there any presence of the Lord? Or?
There was just like a hesitation in time that things were about to change. There was a realm that I could not even explain. My throat got dry. My feelings changed. My anxiety kind of started leaving me.
You're real.
If you're real,
yourself.
Show me. And so what happened, all of a sudden now I'm going to court, and this lawyer was so incredible. And by the way, the lawyer cost me $65,000.
But you probably had that buried out in the backyard.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so it ended up that I was able to go to the outside and still show up and come to court.
Hmm.
So after doing that, what ended up happening, one of the court dates at the end, I had already met my incredible, amazing, Christian, loving, godly woman of God that he sent me an angel, and Jesus had already come into my life. So now comes one of the last court dates, and the gavel goes down, $5,000 fine, 5 year probation. An 80-year sentence was completely wiped out, Red.
Did the judge say why? Did you tell them of your conversion? Did you tell them of your repentance?
I told them, and by that time, I had gotten my insurance license. I was working for State Farm.
Well, what happened to the cartel coming in wanting to kill you? Did that go away because you were arrested?
Well, because I was arrested, of course, they laid off. When I got arrested, they found $3 million worth of drugs. That's what I got labeled with. That's what it was.
You had that in your home at the time?
Yeah, I had that in my home because I was ready to make the drops. I would go to New York, Tennessee, Kentucky, different places. I would drop the stuff off. I would collect money, and I would deal in my own. So it was multi-million dollar situation. But anyway, so I'm on the outside. I'm getting my life together, and Jesus is in my life fully. I could feel the fullness of God in me. And now, a year later...
He who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Absolutely.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
There is liberty. Yes, sir.
Yes, there is. Absolutely.
And thank you, Lord Jesus.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesus.
Awesome God we serve.
He's here right
now, awesome.
You know.
He is. I feel the presence. Mm. I really do. And
thank you, Jesus.
What ended up happening next,
thank you, Jesus.
The FBI did a sting, and they caught 122 guys across the United
Whoa.
States. Now, the cartel is going down, and my name gets brought up. And I'm like, oh my God, my life is, you know, I'm living a life. I married this beautiful, incredible woman. I got my daughter with me. You know,
what do you mean it was brought up by the police or by the cartel?
Well, when they busted the cartel,
they turned your name in.
Right, the
but
people.
But you already gone through it. You've already been arrested and set free.
But in Chicago. But now this is Arizona, where all this stuff used to come from.
Well, but if they can't prove it now, they say anything they want to say about anybody.
I don't know what happened.
Were you rearrested?
I was rearrested.
Oh, no.
I was extradited to Arizona, and now I'm looking at 88 years in jail over there.
Oh.
I'm in the courtroom with 120 of those guys because my partner and I make it 122, and all of a sudden, I was so prayed up. I was even speaking in tongues under my breath. And I could not believe another movement of God happened.
What happened?
A miracle. The judge puts the gavel down again. $5,000 fine, 5-year probation.
Why?
We were the only two people that were let go with that.
Did you find out why?
Who else could it be? Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God.
It is written that the hearts of men are like water in the hands of God, and he makes them go to and fro. You know, if you cupped your hand right now,
yes,
and you poured some water in it, you put it to the left, to the right, whatever, it's like, you know, bubbling around there in your hand. Well, the hearts of men are water in the hands of God, are like water in the hands of God. He makes them go to and fro. So you had this heavenly favor with
yes,
God.
Yes, absolutely.
$5,000. 5 years probation.
That's
you're out again. You go home. Now you're married now.
Right.
Well, they must have told the judge that you've been out.
I've been out.
You've been
I'm
good.
Working.
You're working in as an insurance agent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're legally stealing.
I like that a lot.
Oh,
absolutely.
Well, I know. When I had here, I had $100,000 worth of damage. I tell you what, Nationwide was not on my side.
Whoa!
And one thing I've learned is they will never, and I want folks to know this, the insurance companies, as far as I'm concerned, will never, ever, ever give you what you're owed. And you have to, what you do is you take the first check. Let's say they owe you $60,000, which that's what they gave me. Now I go and hire a public adjuster. And the public adjuster says, well, if I can get you another $50,000, would you give me five of it? In the state of Florida, it's 10%. I hired one and got me a whole heap, a bunch of more money because the insurance companies will never, they're not your friend. They're not on your side.
They're not. I had a car accident where somebody came out and I clipped them in the back end and it's 25% of that was my fault. It's,
you know what,
it
I,
doesn't
wonder,
make
you know what
sense.
I wonder? I just wonder, you know, I'm probably quite naive. The Bible says the children of this age are wiser than the children of the age to come.
Mm.
Now, that means that, as far as I'm concerned, I was born with little guile.
Okay.
You know, I'm not given to lie. So I'm not sure about how these things work, but wouldn't it be nice? I mean, I always thought when I was growing up, I was a shoeshine boy. By the way, I learned that in Mexico.
Ah!
I'd go into Mexico with my grandparents and back when I was 8 years of age. And so I came home to upstate New York and I became a shoeshine boy. And I tell you what, you know, I thought men were good. It's like back then I thought the CIA and the FBI they were my heroes, you know?
Exactly.
I had my first job in radio at 10 years of age. Yeah, I was at Montgomery Ward's on Saturday. They would hire me by giving me toys. They couldn't give me cash, they said, but I would be on the radio, and I would put mustard and ketchup onto carpet. And they say, I missed Mr. Brown in the carpet department. And then he would wash it off outside. And they say, what's it? Well, look at that. I put ketchup in, ketchup mustard on here. And, what do you think, young man? It's all gone. It's amazing. It's gone. So I had my first job in radio at 10 years of age. God must have been watching.
He had to. He
but anyway, but I always thought people.
That trajectory.
I thought everybody was good. You thought everybody was honest and wholesome and true. And it seems like we've gone downhill. You know, isn't it better to sit home at night, whether you're an insurance man or whatever business you're doing? Are you taking it? Everybody wants to point the finger at these politicians who go in. There's one lady up there, I think it's Boston. She was a bartender making $50,000 a year. Now she's got $22 million in 8 years. So how'd that happen? So there's thievery going on on both sides, left and right. I mean, they have been given over, their conscience seared, you know?
That's it.
I mean, look at that guy from that country that got $175 billion for the war effort, Ukraine, and that president said, I only got $75 billion. We don't know where the other $100 billion went. So, you know.
Well, you know, you talk about corruption, Rhett, and I want to let you know that by the time my last court case came up, there were 100 pounds less than what they caught me with. So somebody made out with $100,000.
In cash?
In cash, of course, because they were able to steal it out of the evidence room.
Well,
now, that made it easier for me for the final judgment of it because it was less content.
You know what they should do? For the cops, they should say, whatever you bring in, they do this. Look, if I know of a doctor in town here who moved out and pointed a finger at another doctor. The government came along on income tax. You know, you can find a loophole. Sued the doctor. He had to not be a doctor for 8 years, and that other doctor got 50% of the proceeds. So why not, if a police officer comes in, they get $100 million, they say, take $50 million and spread it out among the police officers.
You know.
Why not? I mean, they're going to be really motivated.
Yeah.
Now, cops do okay in America now.
Yeah, the pay is better. But, you know, I'm remembered of a time I worked at a bar as a bartender.
Yeah.
And when we would close at 1:32 in the morning, you know what would happen? The cops would come in, put all the drugs on the pool table that they got that night, and we would party till 6 in the morning.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
What if I climbed the mountain? What if I swam to that shore? What if every battle was victorious? Then would you love me more? Would you love me more? What if I were everyone's first choice? What if I went far?